Matt Sheehan and Steve Ancell out on the race course for the medal races today. It's the turn of the men's one-person dinghy, the Lasers, now getting underway, and what a tussle at the top three here.
This promises to be an absolute belter, doesn't it? We've got Andrew Murdoch, who's currently in gold. He's the Kiwi sailor. He's just 1 point ahead of Tom Slingsby, the Australian. And then we've got Schnardenberg, in the Dutch sailor, who is just 1 point behind him. So just 3 points, sorry, 2 points separating the top three boats. And then in fourth place, we got Paul Goodison on 56 points. So with Andrew Murdoch on 48, that means that actually the medals are very much still in contention for Paul Goodison, who this year seems to have made quite hard work of climbing to the front at Weymouth. The good news is he seems to have a habit of succeeding.
So that's the one to watch out for. Paul Goodison in fourth place at the moment, 56 points. It's 50 points to Van Schardenberg, 49 to Tom Slingsby, the world champion, and the Kiwi, Andrew Murdoch, just out there in 1 point at 48 points in gold at the moment. All to play for.
There is indeed. And further down the field, just in case you're wondering who else is in this game, well, it's quite a big gap. It's actually the Brazilian sailor Bruno Fontes, who is on 75 points in fifth place. So he's pretty much an outside chance.
Fascinating race to come up then. 2 minutes to go then for the start of the Lasers. And again, we're looking at what was a right-hand bias for the previous races we've had, but this looks a little bit better lined up here. We've got a few boats that were out on the pin-end line. I say that they're all heading towards the committee boat.
Yeah, well, the breeze has actually increased and it seems to have settled down a bit as well. And with the increase in the breeze, the course distance has increased as well. It's quite a way now up to the weather mark compared to the earlier races that we've seen today. And the breeze is up around the sort of 8 to 10 knots mark, and looks, and when the start area has actually moved a bit further out to the east. Now for the sailors that's significant because it gets them into slightly clearer wind than they were in before, and I wouldn't be at all surprised to see this this fleet actually spread out across the line. And whilst talking about the start line, one thing that should be noted is it really is quite a short line, it looks.
1 minute, that's the hooter for the 1 minute. Paul Goodison just standing up in his Laser, having a good smell of the breeze, I think, and to see what's going on, because it is very shifty here. You can see a few gusts on the water.
Yeah, it is. It certainly is as you get further up the track. It's not so bad down on the starting line area, but as you get further up the track, that's where there'll be some potential snakes and ladders as the breeze swings around. And with 30 seconds to go, there's a few gathered up around by the committee boat end, that right-hand end proving to be favoured by some of the sailors. But actually there's some others down here, like the Argentinian, the German and the Dutch sailor. They're happy to just go for clear air halfway down the line, possibly even prepared to take the pin. The pin isn't that far away from the committee boat. 7 seconds to go until the start. And Paul Goodison is somewhere in the middle of that fleet. Ooh. And Argentinian looked very, very close indeed to the line. And in fact, it was the Argentinian who was over the line at the start. Everybody else was clean. He's had to bail out and head back towards the start line. Just 1 second too early for him. But 1 second's enough to mean that you've got to go back and start again.
The Australian in the middle of the pack. So too the Dutch out towards the left-hand side. So at the moment, it looks like, I'd say, the win for that start went to Paul Goodison right by the committee boat. He's in nice clear air on the right-hand side of the course, standing on, keeping everyone going to the left-hand side.
He's certainly in a very controlling position. Absolutely right, Steve. The boat we're looking for as well, and there he comes into view as a few of them bail out onto port, is Andrew Murdoch, the Kiwi, who's gone into this race in gold position, but only by a whisker, by just 1 point ahead of Tom Slingsby and just one point ahead of the Dutchman Van Schardenberg, who is coming out to the left.
So too the Kiwis being held out to the left by Paul Goodison and the Brazilian. So he's not going to be happy. He's split from his partner. He wants to beat the Australian. And the Australian, Tom, has gone way to the right hand. It looks fairly soft on the right hand side at the moment.
It does, but as we've seen in some of the other races today, the right can sometimes come good. and the Dutchman won't want to be letting his opponent's head too far over towards that right-hand side. He's already the second most extreme out to the left-hand side, but he's in good company because he's with Andrew Murdoch. As I say that, both boats tack over onto port and head back over towards the right-hand side of the fleet. So all of the fleet now heading towards the right-hand side.
Three quarters of the way up the windward leg in the Lasers, and it's at that split. The Australian Tom Slingsby going up the middle, looking very good here at the moment. The Dutchman coming out to the right where we are on the race course, so too the Brazilian.
Indeed, yes, quite a big, as you say, a big split in opinions as to which way up this beat was the right way to go, with Paul Goodison over on the far left-hand side, and looked very good actually as he came up the second half of this beat. But we've still got a little way to go to the weather mark to find out whether it was Paul Goodison's route or the Dutchman's route that was the favoured one.
Coming up to the windward mark then, and it's Holland who are in place one at the moment. Van Schadenberg, who is on 50 points, 2 points ahead or behind Tom Slingsby and Andrew Murdoch. This is a good position for him. He could get gold here.
He could. It's all to play for. As we said at the beginning, that there's only just a handful of points separating the medals in this race. And it is, as you say, the Dutchman, Van Schadenberg, who comes round the weather mark, leading the field by quite a decent margin. Actually, he's got 4 or 5 boat lengths advance lead on the Brazilian, who comes round in second place. Then it's a really tight pack. It's the Australian, Tom Slingsby, who comes round in second place. He was currently in silver as we went into this race. And then in third place, it is Paul Goodison.
And that's important to have a boat between Van Schadenberg and Tom Slingsby, because that puts, at the moment, that Brazilian, although he's in fifth place, puts him into gold.
It does indeed. And whilst talking of gold, well, where is the man who went into the race in gold position? Andrew Murdoch, the Kiwi, is currently lying 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, possibly even 7th actually, as they go down the downwind leg. There was just a few little position changes in the rounding of the weather mark. Some people deciding to sail very deep indeed as they bore away around that weather mark. Others just keeping the pace on and heading out further out towards the left-hand side as you look up the course. But once again, as we saw on the beat, quite a difference in style of and strategy as to how the second leg is going to be conducted.
Second windward beat on the very far right-hand side. Paul Goodison's looking in a good position right under the nose fort, and this is where spectators get to see something. We're only about 50 yards off.
Yep, he has certainly come all the way out to the right-hand side, as you say, Steve, and it's looking pretty good for him at the moment. There have been some nice puffs, nice little bullets of pressure coming down this right-hand side, and he's capitalised on that. He's tacked over onto starboard. He's now coming head-to-head with the Dutch sailor who led the race, of course, from the first windward mark. And where we're looking from at the moment, it looks like Paul Goodison could well have pulled himself up into second, maybe even in front of the Dutchman to take the lead.
Yeah, he's crossing on starboard now. Is he in front of Van Schadenberg? It looks like he has crossed well clear. Yes, Van Schadenberg just ducking behind the transom of Paul Goodison. Meanwhile, the Brazilian's also heading over to the right-hand side and to Tom Slingsby in the middle there, but not looking too good at the moment. But the worst story for Kiwi fans, of course, is at New Zealand. Andrew Murdoch is down there in the lower half of the race.
He is indeed. I'd say he was actually down in 6th or 7th, probably 6th actually, look at where he is at the moment. But just looking back up towards the front end of the fleet, where Paul Goodison has crossed the former race leader, the Dutchman Van Schadenberg came across on port. Paul Goodison crossed his bow on starboard and immediately tacked over onto port to cover the Dutchman. So now it looks like a bit of a covering game. Paul Goodison has ticked off at the moment, for the moment, that Dutch sailor. What he's got to do now is he's got to get across the front of Tom Slingsby.
Indeed, but what Paul Goodison's trying to do is to get 3 boats between him and the Dutchman, because that is the difference, 6 points on the table for them. So he needs 3 boats between him, and he hasn't got that at the moment. coming to that weather mark for the second time then, and Paul Goodison is just about squeezing in front of the Dutchman.
He has. He tacked over onto the starboard lay line. It looked very, very tight for a while, and it looked like Paul Goodison wasn't actually going to make it into that lay line, but he did, and Paul Goodison now leads around the weather mark, chased closely by just about one boat length by the Dutchman, then in third place.
Brazil.
Brazil, indeed, and in fourth place.
It's Tom Slingsby.
Of course, it's Tom Slingsby. And but as the rest of the fleet then goes round the weather mark, I guess the biggest news of all, and I'm afraid it's not good news for Kiwi supporters, is that Andrew Murdoch is well down the fleet.
Yes, he's going round in seventh place, and that will lose him not only the gold, but it could actually put him off the podium because it's so tight at the top there. And Paul Goodison has a chance of getting onto the podium at a last stage.
Well, this is a downwind leg that's really going to matter.
Paul Goodison then round the mark. A lot of shouting going on because it's really tough between Slingsby and the Dutchman. They got it.
Well, this really matters now. As you say, Paul Goodison leading by quite a comfortable margin, but Tom Slingsby pulled himself up into second place, overtook the Dutchman as they came round that leeward gate. They're now heading towards the finish. So at the moment, it looks like the Dutchman, who had gold on the way on that downwind leg, has now given up that gold, and it looks like Tom Slingsby could well be taking the gold. Even though he's finishing second, it looks like Tom Slingsby, if he finishes where he is, could be taking the gold, and it could be the Dutchman who has to take silver, with Paul Goodison, who wins this race, but takes bronze.